Hello.
Thank you for calling Accident Claim Management. My name is Anna. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Anna. This is Zella with Sedgwick. I have a caller on the line who wants to file a claim for the state of Pennsylvania. And he does not have a policy number. He has a VIN, and I have the date of loss.
Okay. Would you be able to provide me that VIN number?
With a VIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. 3, C as in Charles. 6, U as in uniform, R as in Robert. V as in Victor, J as in jump. G as in George. 5, L as in Larry, E as in elephant. 136806.
And what's the date of loss?
3/2/24.
Okay. You can get them on the line and then I can assist them from here.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
Sure.
Hi, Mr. Nick. I do have an agent on the line by the name of Anna that's going to further assist you with that claim. And I want to thank you for calling Cedric. And you both have a great day.
Thank you.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, sir. From what I understand, you only have the policy number, the VIN number?
Correct. I have the VIN number and the license plate number. I don't have the policy number.
Okay, let me just one moment. Okay, with that VIN number, it's not pulling up anything for me. Do you have a plate number by any chance, since you don't have the policy number?
I do. I
let
do have
me
a plate number.
let me see. What's the plate number?
It's a Pennsylvania license plate. The plate number they have is V as in zebra, V as in Victor, A is an alpha, 9186.
And it's Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Just one moment, I'm trying to search this up. And this accident happened in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
It happened in Montgomery County, Upper Salford Township, is what it says.
Okay, I'm seeing it's a 2020 Ram Pro Master.
That is correct.
You wouldn't know the name of the company?
The name of the
Amazon vehicle.
The only thing the police report says is the owner is Amazon Logistics Incorporated.
Okay. Okay, so with that plate number, I was able to pull up the year, make, and model, and it gave me the same VIN number that I have here in my system from the agent that provided it to me. And it's not coming up with the company's name. And you said you don't have the policy number, so without the policy number, and since the vehicle VIN number is not coming up with the name of the company, I won't be able to submit a claim. I'll have to send this information to our back office and see if they're able to get that using the VIN number and the plate number, if they can search for the policy number. Once we get that policy number, we'll be able to file a claim. But until then, I won't be able to file a claim without having the name to the company and having all their information in the system.
Okay, do you know about how long that'll take?
Usually it takes about a few hours to one business day. And then it'll go,
okay. You
just have to provide me with your name, phone number, and email. Once our back office is pulling up that information and it does come back with a policy number, we'll be able to file a claim and it'll be sent to your email with that policy number, and then you can call and submit that claim using the policy number. By any chance, do you know the name of the driver?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's the person's name?
First name is Noel, N-O-E-L.
Okay.
Last name is Donlan, D-O-N-L-A-N.
D-O-N-L-A.
N as in Nancy.
Okay.
I do have all of his information as well, date of birth, address, driver's license number, all that stuff. So.
What's his driver license number?
It's Pennsylvania license number 338-95348.
Okay. And do you know the last location of where the accident happened?
Yeah, what information do you need for that?
The last location of where it happened, the address.
It happened on Old Skipack, Skippack Road.
And
hold on, there's like 40 different roads listed on here. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Okay, the address is 2029 Old Skipack Road in Upper Salford, Pennsylvania.
And Upper Southford, it's two words?
Yeah, upper and then Southford is S-A-L, F as in Frank, O-R-D, and then Pennsylvania.
Okay, and it's in. Do you know around what time the accident happened?
4:40 in the afternoon.
And you said it happened on the 3rd of March, correct? Or
2nd of March.
Was it the 3rd or the 2nd?
The 2nd.
Okay, and what is your name?
My first name is Nick. Last name is spelled P-O-Y-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E-R.
Okay, what's a good phone number for you?
Area code 309-831-2958.
And a good phone number? I'm sorry, email?
Sure, it's Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. Poynter, P-O-Y-N. T-E-R at AFNI, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, I as in India, .com.
Okay, so let me repeat that phone number to you. It's going to be 309-831-2958.
What were the middle numbers? You kind of broke up a little bit, sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat it. It's 309-831-2958.
Correct.
Okay, and your email is Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O-Y, N as in Nancy, T-E-R, at A-F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, I.com?
Correct.
Okay. And let me get this clear. Amazon vehicle hit your vehicle, correct?
Yeah, the Amazon vehicle backed into a vehicle that was parked and insured by my client.
Okay, so you're calling from an insurance company?
Correct.
Okay, do you have a claim number on your end?
Yep, 517-8225.
Okay, and what is the insurance company called?
American Family.
Okay. I'll get this information out to our back office. They'll be able to look up the information, and then you should get an email back regarding that policy number.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, no problem.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling Accidents.